Okay, get this. We're diving into a kids' app today called KLOMP, Kids, and it's all about fostering less screen time. You know how rare that is. It's designed with this Dutch philosophy that prioritizes calmness and open-ended exploration, which is a breath of fresh air in our world of flashy gamified apps. We've got a treasure trove of info straight from the KLMP, team founders' notes, app descriptions, even feedback from their kid panel.
It's fascinating how they approach wonder, not just as a feeling, but as a skill. They argue that it needs to be actively developed, especially in our tech-saturated world. Think of it like a gym for the imagination, where kids can exercise their curiosity muscles.
I love the gym for the imagination. So how does KLOMP Kids actually work out those wonder muscles? Their tagline is, makes you wonder. But what's the approach behind it?
It's all about the questions they ask. Instead of just giving kids facts, KLOMP. Kids uses open-ended questions to spark curiosity and get those little gears turning.
Give me an example. What kind of questions are we talking about?
Well, instead of saying sleep is important, KLOMP, kids asks where are we while we sleep? Or instead of explaining what food is for, they'll ask why do we eat but rocks don't? Simple questions, right?
Deceptively simple. I bet those lead to some interesting dinner table conversations.
Exactly. And that's a big part of their goal. They want to inspire that kind of wonder and exploration that extends beyond the app itself.
So it's not just about what happens on the screen.
Not at all. It's about sparking a curiosity that spills over into the real world. They even mention Bosbaden forest bathing as an example of an offline activity kids might be inspired to try after using the app.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but let's talk about the app itself for a second. You mentioned this Dutch design philosophy. How does that translate visually and experientially for a kid using KLOMP? Kids.
Well, aesthetically, it's very calming. They use a lot of natural textures and colors, and there's a real emphasis on creating a sense of peace and tranquility. And in terms of functionality, they completely ditch the scores, rewards, and levels that you see in so many other apps.
So it's like they're creating a calm mental space where kids can actually exercise their wonder muscles without the distraction of points or levels.
Exactly. It's all about allowing kids to explore at their own pace and in their own way. There's no right or wrong, no pressure to achieve or win.
Which is such a refreshing change,
Yeah.
right? Especially in a world where kids are constantly being measured and compared. It sounds like KLOMP. Kids is really trying to create a different kind of digital environment, one that prioritizes exploration, curiosity, and that sense of child-led wonder we've been talking about.
Absolutely. And that commitment to child-led learning is evident in their decision to create a KLOMP kids panel.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that. How does the panel work, and what kind of input are they getting from the kids?
It's amazing, actually. Kids on the panel submit questions, ideas, even drawings that the KLOMP team takes into account when developing new content. They're not just passive users, they're active participants in shaping the app.
That's incredible. What kind of questions are these kids coming up with? Give me some examples that really highlight their unique perspective.
Get ready, because some of them are profound. One child asked, "Why is water see-through?" Another one wanted to know, "How do dreams get in my head?" These aren't your typical what's to type questions, are they? They speak to that innate sense of wonder that kids have that desire to understand the world around them on a deeper level.
It's like they're tapping into the big existential questions that adults often forget to ask. That's brilliant. So how does the app itself guide kids through these big questions and encourage them to keep flexing those wonder muscles?
Well, the app is structured around six different worlds: body nutrition, soul world, entrepreneurship, and creation. Each world is like a different door leading to a whole universe of exploration.
Wow, that's quite a range. It's not just the usual ABCs and 123s.
Exactly. And within each of these worlds, kids can explore different themes through interactive activities and animations, always guided by those thought-provoking, open-ended questions we talked about.
So give me an example. What's one of those interactive activities actually look like?
Okay, let's say a child is exploring the world section. They might come across an activity about different types of leaves through whimsical animations and engaging narration. KLOMP encourages them to observe the shapes, colors, and textures of leaves. But it doesn't stop there. Remember, it's all about making that connection to the offline world. So the app then prompts kids to go outside and see what kinds of leaves they can find in their own backyards, maybe even create a little collection or drawing of their discoveries.
Oh, that's how they bring the app to life beyond the screen. It's
Yeah.
like taking a virtual field trip that inspires a real one.
Exactly. And speaking of bringing things to life, there's that ginger mascot we mentioned earlier. Imagine this ginger shows up at a park event leading kids on a nature scavenger hunt based on something they explored in the app.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It turns screen time into a shared experience, something that can be enjoyed together rather than in isolation.
Precisely. And it all circles back to Kaelo and Des, kids' core philosophy fostering a sense of wonder and encouraging kids to engage with the world around them. But let's address the elephant in the room for a moment, the thing many parents are probably wondering about.
Screen time.
Exactly. We've talked about how KaelOMP kids encourages offline exploration, but how does it actually translate into less time glued to a device?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because even with the best intentions, it's easy for screen time to creep up on us. So how do they address that? So how do they address the screen time issue? It's one thing to say they encourage offline exploration, but how does KaelOMP kids actually help parents manage that tricky balance?
Well, it's baked into their design philosophy. Remember how we talked about KaelOMP kids being like a gym for the imagination, just like you wouldn't spend all day at the gym? The idea is that KaelOMP kids provides focused workouts for curiosity.
Okay, I like that. Short bursts of wonder-fueled engagement rather than endless scrolling.
Exactly. They're not trying to be the app kids are glued to for hours. Instead, KaelOMP kids aims to spark those aha moments and then release kids back into the real world to explore those ideas further. They even suggest some offline activities within the app that relate to what kids are learning.
So it's almost like a springboard into other experiences, both physical and mental. It's not about shutting out the digital world entirely, but about using it as a tool to enhance our experience of the real world.
Precisely. And that brings us back to the founder's notes. They're very upfront about the fact that KaelOMP kids might require an adjustment period, both for kids and parents. They're not promising a quick fix or claiming to have all the answers. They're simply offering a different approach, one that prioritizes wonder exploration and a healthy relationship with technology.
Which, let's be honest, is a pretty radical idea in today's world. But for parents who are feeling overwhelmed by the constant battle over screen time, this might feel like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. And while the app is only currently available in Dutch, they are working on an English version. So hopefully even more kids will be able to experience this unique approach to learning and exploration.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about KaelOMP, kids' emphasis on wonder as a skill, their Dutch design philosophy, their commitment to child-led learning, and the unique approach to screen time. As we wrap up our deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that KaelOMP, kids, is challenging the status quo. It's not just another app. It's a different way of thinking about kids' technology and the very nature of learning. Whether or not this approach resonates with every parent or child is beside the point. What matters is that KaelOMP, kids, is sparking a conversation, encouraging us to question our assumptions and reminding us of the power of wonder.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe KaelOMP. Kids will inspire us all to tap into our inner child and approach the world with a little more curiosity and a lot more wonder. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.